Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marty Griffin, what's up? How you doing? I posted this rather mundane. Nah, I wouldn't say mundane. Actually, kind of an interesting a question, as a guy who's been at this more than 30 years. Are we nicer to Biden? We collectively, speaking for all us journalists, which I can't and will not do. Are we nicer to him? Are we more fair? Are we more lenient? Are we more forgiving than we were to Trump? I posted this. Folks went nuts. More than 10,000 people looked at it and responded. Vast majority said, hell yeah, we are. We baby and coddle and cuddle up to Joe. Let me say this, and then I got to get to my girl, Laura, who wrote a really cool piece that I just posted. Which came first? The chicken or fake news? Posted it on Facebook. Check it out. So here's the Marty Griffin theory in life. If you're an SOB, okay, I'm going to be, as a guy likes to do this for a living, if you're an SOB and you're an SOB to me, I'm more inclined to prove you're an SOB. It's just the truth, man. Check this out. If you light yourself on fire every day, I'm more inclined to show people how you light yourself on fire every day. So the deadly combination of you're an SOB and you light yourself on fire every day draws my attention, and I'm drawn to what you say as an SOB and what it looks like when you light yourself and others around you on fire, so that when you do something magnificent, I don't give a damn. Now, look, man. Is that a broad brush assessment of my view of Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't like him. He's not my kind of guy. I'm glad he's at home. So what? Was it unfair to him? I don't know. He is what he is. However, comma, today is today. And I rarely talk about Biden, and I got to be honest, because he's so low-key, I rarely pay attention to him, and that's probably not fair. I hear him talk, I kind of tune it out. Probably not fair. I think his budget is insane. Full of more fat than a pig farm. The audacity to send roughly $1 million to every single school in America to spend on what is just an example of the fat. Just throwing money at everyone and anyone that somehow we all think is free. Am I more fair to Joe Biden? I'm glad Trump's not around. It wore me out. But Laura has a view that I love, quite frankly. And that I quite frankly enjoy her perspective, and I had to grab her on this. And she wrote a hell of a column. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday, Marty.
You got that, sister. Let's start with the truth, and it will set you free. Are we collectively nicer to Uncle Joe than Donald?
Of course you are. I mean, that was, come on, man. Use the words of, come on, man. You guys are way nicer. And I get it. I get it. He attacked your profession. So I think everybody went on the defensive, and there were a lot of things that went round and round. But Biden doesn't really need to be noisy, does he, when the people around him are as noisy as could be? Because if you think this cancel culture and all of these other people that are sounding off, he can afford to be quiet. It's about the policies, and the people around him are very noisy.
Do you think there's a lack of equity in the coverage of Biden? I do not see the same animus.
Vitriol?
Yeah.
Daily grinding and vitriol? Of course not. And the thing is there are decisions going on that deserve the rough questions. And the issue that's happening right now is the erosion of the trust in the press has been horrible, correct? When people see Biden being treated so delicately, it continues that erosion. It continues it. I don't want the same daily attacks, but we got to start tearing up these policies and asking some hard questions, because it certainly looks like he's being babysat.
It does. Hey, what about my theory that if you're an SOB, I'm going to be more inclined to treat you like an SOB? Didn't Trump, as many of us would say, didn't he get what was coming to him?
From people that are opining about him, yes, that's fine. Like when you're having your opinion, but putting it under the broad term of journalism, people are expecting from journalists, which is silliness, and I go into in the article, some unbiased coverage.
Right.
Your personal opinion is not supposed to be part of it. And, you know, you're have a talk show. So you're going to express your opinion and give it back to them, but there has to be a line.
I agree.
And that's why there has to be a line where you just present the facts.
Right.
And I understand it as a writer. It's hard to take your voice out of things.
Check this out. Mm-hmm. I'll use Major Garrett as an example. I find him to be extremely talented. He's a big shot White House correspondent, but he doesn't like Trump, and he never liked Trump. And so now he has a blog. Now he has a podcast, and now he goes on the air and tells the world, in essence, Trump's a bum. So there's no way, if he's reporting from the White House, I can ever suggest that he's going to be fair about Trump and or Biden again, can I?
No, and I think that it's actually fine. I mean, obviously, I lean more right, but yeah. I don't package myself as anything different.
Right.
And I think that that's the issue that people are having a problem with. Is at some point in time, you just need to be informed. And I'm telling you, Marty, what turned me so hard was those White House press briefings where they were trying to inform us on the coronavirus, and it turned into a big gotcha with Trump. It was attack, attack, attack. And I sat there like, can I just be informed on something? Or are we just going to go back and forth, and I'm going to watch this? And I, you know, it was a train wreck. It was a daily train wreck to the point where it stopped. And they were all responsible for that. Everybody in that room. Americans were sitting at home trying to be informed on a deadly virus. And that press and Trump went back and forth. And that was the only thing that anybody talked about. It was ridiculous. And at some point, even the press has to say, we might have let our personal feelings towards him get involved to the point where people weren't informed.
No, she's right.
And that's dangerous.
All right. I got to go to break. Hang in there. All right, so my question I pose to you folks, are we as fair to Biden? Are we as aggressive with Biden as we were with Trump? Are we nicer to Biden than we were nicer to Trump? 866-391-1020. Need your opinions as well, folks. Hang in there. Look, I got to be honest. I don't like Trump. I think he's the biggest jagoff in the world. And I'm allowed to say it. It's in the dictionary. And so I was happy when I saw they got his tax returns. And that's a bias. From day one, he irritated me. He was obnoxious and rude and over the top. He said hateful things about women, minorities, immigrants, you name it, ma'am. Got under my skin, showed no compassion. And so as a result, when he did something magnanimous regarding appointment of Supreme Court justices or tax breaks or deregulation, I wasn't that interested. I'm being honest. And I think I posted this, by the way, pushing 11,000 people responded. The vast majority said, hell no, we weren't fair to Trump. Hell yeah, we're nicer to Biden. A mutual friend of myself and Laura, my boy Billy, says for Laura, she's joining me. Her column, Pretty Political. Check it out on my Facebook page right now. She's a big talent. Here's what it is. For Laura, the Biden administration did not come out on day two of that inauguration and call everyone liars about crowd size, screaming and yelling. You teach people how to treat you. What do you say, Laura?
I think that he still has to remove the personality from the policies. So it saying, well, the press attacked back because he attacked us first. I agree. That's the whole chicken or the egg.
It is.
So he felt like he was attacking because we all know this. When he was running, when he was candidate Trump, they were laughing him out of town already. Every station was saying he's never going to be president. He's an idiot. The man has a fragile ego. And again, everybody acts shocked by a man with a fragile ego. It's like, who does it? So he got offended. I mean, so he starts firing back. It's like, it's a juvenile response because at this point we're talking about the press had a hand in seating and unseating a president. They did. The president. You know, people follow what they hear. So if they hear every single day that he's garbage, they're like, yeah, he's garbage. But a lot of that was rooted in the press not liking being called fake.
Didn't
but
help.
Now we've got emotion.
The enemy of the people. Laura, so give me an example of how we have treated Joe in a way that he should not have been treated. In other words, give me an example of how we've been too kind to Uncle Joe, the president.
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest one, and I think the biggest one swayed the election, and sorry, I'm going there, was the Hunter Biden story not being really hit. You know that if that was Don Jr. or one of his kids, that story would have mattered a little bit more. And that was pre-election, and you could only find it on what you guys call the garbage stations, but it was a real station. I mean, it was a real story. Something was going on with him. He was getting money when he seemed to have no experience. And it seems as if behind the scenes there may have been, and this is all may have been because nobody seems to want to investigate it, some influence peddling going on. That's huge. So I get it. Joe doesn't come up and go, you're a fake, you're a phony. He's not brash. But I want to know what's going on behind the scenes, too. I want to know who potentially could be selling out our country through his children. If it was any of Trump's children, that story would have been run into the ground, and we all know it.
Hey, do you miss, because I don't miss the rhetoric. I'm kind of a lot more relaxed about what's happening. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's been replaced.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean about the noisy people. The rhetoric isn't, of course, I don't miss that part of Trump. And I think that his policies, in my mind, were actually really good. His personality got in the way. So
yes.
Do I miss his personality? No.
Right.
But do I want to see a return to those? Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Because Biden is quieter.
He is.
But the little things that we have going on behind the scenes, which aren't little, the cancel culture, the Mr. Potato Head apparently is now going to be gender neutral. This nonsense,
yes, ma'am,
that's going on is another, it's noisy. It's the same noise. It's just not coming out of Biden's mouth because apparently we're just going to put him in a bubble for 4 years and ask him what flavor of ice cream he likes.
I don't miss following various, the world being formed, the media opinion being formed by Twitter. I got to go. I love you. It's a great column. It's check it out right now on my Facebook page. Laura gets it. She gets it big time. Pretty Political. Thank you, my friend.
See you, Marty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!